I praise God for a good week. I praise Him for another chance. I praise Him for life. I praise Him for joy. I thank Him for another day of life. As I kneel in the darkness, in the middle of the night, I'm praying for assurance, everything's gonna be alright. But Lord, I see another battle, and it's out in front of me. And I'm afraid I won't be able, and I'll go down in defeat. And He said, I walked on the water, and I calmed the raging sea. Sing it with us. I spoke to the wind, and it hushed, and I gave You peace. And didn't I run to Your rescue? Did I hear You when You called? I walked right beside You just so You wouldn't fall. And didn't I leave all of heaven just to die for all Your sins? I searched until I found You, and I'd do it all again. Do You remember just where I brought You from? Oh, church, just take a look behind you and just how far You come. And every time You ask me, did I deliver You? So why would You be thinking that I would not see You through? And He said, I walked on the water, and I calmed the raging sea. I spoke to the wind, and it hushed, and I gave You peace. Didn't I run to Your rescue? Did I hear You when You called? Walked right beside You just so You would not fall. And did I leave all of heaven just to die for all Your sin? I searched until I found You, and I'd do it all again. Now she's talking to her father in a house that was once a home. She said, my bills, they're coming due, Lord, and 6 days is not that long. But she heard a voice so still and low, said, I moved like that before, and I'll do this little thing, and I'll give You so much more. And He said, I walked on the water, and I calmed the raging sea. I spoke to the wind, and it hushed, and I gave You peace. And didn't I run to Your rescue? Did I hear You when You called? I walked right beside You just so You would not fall. And didn't I leap all of heaven just to die for all Your sins? I searched until I found You, and I'd do it all again. Come on, somebody make a joyful noise to the Lord tonight. Somebody make a joyful noise to the Lord tonight. Yes, Lord Jesus. Jesus, somebody say Jesus. Jesus, Lord, we worship You. God, we adore You. We magnify Your name in this place. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, Lord. And God, I rebuke that enemy. enemy of distraction. I rebuke that enemy of tiredness. I rebuke that enemy, Lord, and say in the name of Jesus, we come alive. I praise you, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Sing it with us in this chorus. Hallelujah. 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 I know you might have a lot on your mind tonight, but give the Lord a chance. These troubles before you. Hallelujah. We receive your peace. Hallelujah. If he's done something good for you this week, I want you to sing. All right, I'm starting to hear something out there. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. As he saved your soul in this place tonight, I want you to sing. I don't care if you can sing or not. Come on, you can say hallelujah in this place. Hallelujah. Now I hear you. Come on, church. Present yourself a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. One more time with all your heart and voice. Come on, church. Let the people down the road hear you sing. Hallelujah. What a joyful noise in this place. Devil, you got no space in here. Hallelujah. We are the children of God. We walk by the power of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Sing for that loved one you're standing in the gap for right now. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Show that you're alive tonight. Are you alive? Come on, praise him. Lord, we praise you tonight. Your spirit is moving and we receive it, Lord. Lord, worthy. Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes. He loves me. He loves me. Jesus loves me. He loves me. He loves me. Jesus loves me. me. Even when I'm bad, He still loves me. Even when it seems no one cares for me, oh, out church, I still go to my Jesus, for He loves me. Sing it with me. He loves me. He loves me. Oh, Jesus. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that He loves me and you? You tonight. If you believe that, give Him a hand clap of praise. Now, if it gets too loud for you, just go back there and peck the man in the booth and say, "Hey, man, turn him down so I can enjoy this." We're so glad that all of you are here tonight. I looked over at Brother JR and I said, "Man, I'm excited. This is a good looking crowd, it's a good looking bunch." But I know we all didn't come to socialize, did we? If we wanted to do that, I guess we have Facebook, phone calls, and text and email. We're here to be confounded by the Word of God, right? We're here to worship together in spirit and in truth, right? We're here to encourage one another. That is what God has called us to do. And I'm so glad that all of you are here. I wish that I could make eye contact with all of you because I want you to know that it thrills my heart. I want you to see me smile. It thrills my heart that you're here tonight. It makes me glad. God bless you all for coming. It is so wonderful to see the assembly of God's children in the house of God. I just got to give credit where it's due. I'm glad you're here with us. If you have a Bible, let's start tonight in the book of Exodus in the 17th chapter. After that service Sunday, I got up with peace. How many of you got up with peace that next day? I got up with peace that next day. Because listen, when you get a true touch from God, it goes with you. How many of you believe that? It goes with you. The Bible said signs and wonders shall follow. So when you're in the true glory of God, it's going to go with you. It's like that piece of toilet paper that you wish never got stuck to the bottom of your foot as you were on your way out of the bathroom and everybody notices that one. But it's in a good way, right? It's in a good way. So I'm glad that that follows us. And even when it embarrasses us, the way that we obey God and enjoy ourselves, you know what I say to that? It's okay. Look over at somebody and elbow them and say, "Hey, it's okay. It's all right to praise Him. It's all right to enjoy yourself. We're here to believe that we can be happy." This isn't any kind of religious thing where you can never be happy and always feel like you failed. This is something He said for you to have life in it more abundantly. Let's put that in another way. That also says that you can have a good day and even better days. I like that. Let's go ahead and start reading from verse 1. In Exodus 17 through verse 7. "And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the commandment of the Lord and pitched in Rephidim." Forgive me if I butchered that word. If you know it better, tell me after the service. "And there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, 'Give us water that we may drink.' And Moses said unto them, 'Why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord?' And the people thirsted there for water." Say the word thirsted. They thirsted for water. And then the people, say that word with me, murmured. They murmured against Moses and said, "Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?" And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, "What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand, and go. Behold, I will stand before thee upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah because of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Let me bring out a couple meanings of the words in verse 7. Massah is translated the place of trials. Meribah is translated the place of quarreling. So let's read this one more time with a different injection of a phrase. And he called the name of the place of trials, and the place of quarreling, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Let me bring out some things that are what I would like to call the unlearned lessons from the children of Israel. Let me set this up for you tonight. It's going to get good. At Marah, God had sweetened the bitter water. When they were out of food, God gave them meat and manna. And at Rephidim, they ran out of water and despaired, and they blamed Moses for the problem. But this is what the Spirit gave me to preach on for a little while. On the darkest day, God makes a way. On the darkest day, God makes a way. I read of that word in verse 3, and they began to thirst for something. You can read the little text and see that they literally just needed a water, right? But friends, let us bring this into today. We have a world out there today that is thirsting for something. They're looking for answers. They're looking for direction. And all they see is stones. They're looking for something that they cannot find, because in their own vision, they'll never be revealed to the truth unless somebody will be willing to make contact with that which seems to be an unlikely outlet to what will quench your thirst. Let me just walk through this for a minute. There has been many things that I have longed for, many things that when I began to start to try to pray for it, and you don't have to raise your hand and identify with it, but I just want to know if somebody's ever been here before. You began to set in your heart and be determined to see something become different in your life. That might be in your body that you're expecting healing. That might be you're in one house, but you want to be in another house. That might be that you're in this car that keeps getting a flat tire and you'd like to have something else that didn't get a flat tire all the time. It might be a situation at your job where you're ready to go on to the next one, even though you're still at this one. And in the beginning, when we start to identify the power of God, it's easy for us to say up front, "Oh yeah, I know God can do it." Who's been there before? You know that God can do it. But let me tell you about the power of thirst. As you begin to not see what you're longing for day by day, something begins to happen in the depths of your emotions. in the depths of your thinking, in the depths of your personality, in the decisions that you'll make every day. And you begin to take what you have longed and desired to have and begin to grow angry at what you are not seeing. But I want to tell you tonight, friend, that when they encountered this opportunity for God to bless them in thirst, that it wasn't the first blessing they had ever got. Oh, you know we're about to go on it right now. I hope you're ready. That wasn't the first thing that God had ever done. Wasn't the first miracle that he had performed. And if they had not had a miracle that had ever been done, if they had just been in the very beginning, I could understand when they were in bondage and they wanted to get out of slavery. I could understand their angst and their frustration, not knowing if God was really able or not. But I'm talking to you about people that have already been fed when they didn't have food. I'm talking about people when they needed direction which way to go, that God opened up unlikely places to lead them to something bigger. Make room for me, brother. How long you been coming to church?
About 3 years.
Sister, how long you been coming to church?
Here.
Anywhere.
My whole life.
Whole life.
What about you, sis?
My whole life.
Whole life.
Brother? About 37 years.
40-something years. How many 20-something years do I have right now? How many 30 plus years? Now, we're not telling on age. We're giving God praise. So, I'm not sitting with a bunch of people that don't know who God is. All right? I'm not sitting with a bunch of people that don't know how to praise him. I'm not sitting with unlearned, untaught, unkept individuals. I'm talking about people that know him. You better buckle up. We're going somewhere. Because let me tell you what's going to happen as you continue to thirst and not let God have his way in your life. Your thirst begins to become what you have already been delivered from. It's no secret to me that I know that as I begin to grow more angry, as I begin to grow more bitter, the things that I want to revert to are the very things that I've been delivered from. If you've been delivered from bad speech and you get pushed around a little bit, doesn't it make you want to have a little bit of a flare up in your speech to say something that you normally wouldn't say? How many of you ever had a short fuse attitude change when somebody really come against you before? You don't want to admit it, but I know all of you from the front to the back have already had a short fuse temper in your life, and I'm here to tell you, we're all subject to the enemy when he comes. But friends, you've got to know and understand that you're not serving a God that has not blessed you before, because if you claim Christ, then you've got the best blessing that the world don't even know. And you want to talk to me about having a good service? You want to talk to me about preaching you something good? You want to talk to the choir about singing you something good when you don't need any of that to prove that you have something amazing in your life? Now, I would give you, have you ever played Monopoly? I'd give you the past the jail point on the board. I played Monopoly with Reagan and Emmy the other night. It went on for 2.5 hours. I finally surrendered and just let her win. I don't want to sit around and play games with the devil, do you? I don't want to sit around and just dilly-dally in my thoughts. Are you ready? I've been trying to be polite, but I don't know any other way. Your thirst that this is talking about turns into murmuring. Your thirst becomes a murmuring. When you use anything else but the waters of the Spirit in your life, if you do not fill it with the right thing, you're going to end up murmuring. Because you can drink everything else that you want to. Drink you a Coke, drink you a Pepsi. But there's nothing more refreshing than the one thing that God supplied us to use to quench our thirst. 70% plus of your body is water. You might be standing on some bones that make you look tall. You might have bones
bones in these hands that make you move around, that there's substance inside of you that you can't even fathom whatever holds you up. I'm talking to somebody right now. You might not even think that God's able to do what is in front of you right now, but I'm here to encourage your faith and to tell you that if God has blessed you with things that have been impossible before you, then surely God is able to bless you in an unexpected time, in an unexpected situation, in an unexpected way. God will perform a miracle when you don't even see how it can come. Amen.